Today, we've been talking about the reprise, when something old comes back and suddenly it's new again. Now, two young artists who are working with some very old traditions.
Even if I feel the sun on my skin every day, if I don't feel you.
The band Ibeyi is Naomi and Lisa Kunde Diaz, twin sisters. They transform Afro-Cuban religious chants into modern experimental pop songs. And they've been blowing up. In 2015, they put out a surprising debut album. And recently, they had cameos in Lemonade, the film-length music video by Beyoncé that's been breaking the internet. I sat down to chat with Naomi and Lisa backstage before a sold-out show at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn.
You guys, like, totally do not look nervous at all.
Oh, for the moment.
She's really nervous.
Wait 1 hour and I will start.
She's really
feeling really nervous, yeah.
I'm cool.
So what do you get nervous about?
I get nervous because I want to do my best, and I think I put a lot of pressure on me, which is a good thing.
She thinks too much, though.
Yeah.
You talk about the fact that you are twins, but you're very different.
Yes.
And it seems like, you know, you don't get upset at the fact that your sister is criticizing you, Lisa.
Oh, she's criticizing me every day.
So I'm not criticizing her. It's true that she thinks too much.
I mean, we balance. I know that I think too much. But I know that she's too impulsive. So it's always like that. We balance each other, which is a good thing.
Lisa composes the songs and plays piano. Naomi plays percussion, and both of them sing. Their background is quite the blend. They grew up in Paris. Their mother is French-Tunisian, but was raised in Venezuela. And their father, Anga, was Cuban, a conga player in the Buena Vista Social Club, considered one of the greatest Latin percussionists who ever lived. But he died suddenly of a heart attack when the girls were just 11. And soon after, their older sister died of an aneurysm. These tragedies brought the girls closer together and spurred them to write music. Spend some time with them, however, and right away you realize they have totally different personalities.
So, Lisa, I wanted to ask you about, you know, the relationship between the both of you and how you represent different things. Mm-hmm. And Naomi, you say that you are, you know, if you were doing an album, it would be gangster hip hop, you know,
she's
rap.
That.
That's what she says. That's what you say about your sister.
Yeah, I'm sure. Trap music for clubs.
Trap music for clubs.
I'm into trap music, so yeah, maybe.
And yet, Lisa, when people talk about your work, there's an element of the sadness.
Yeah. If she would do an album alone, everybody would cry.
I think there's something important to say. When I started writing for this album, my way to write was, oh, I'm in pain, I will write. Yeah. And so, of course, there's sadness. But at the same time, for me, those songs are hope. Yeah. Those songs are joy, because those songs are my pain doing something better and doing something beautiful. So we did this album as an homage for our father and our sister, and we enjoy it.
The twins sing mostly in English, but their songs often have sections sung in Yoruba, a language of West African origin used in Afro-Cuban religious chants and prayers. The religion goes by many names, Santería or La Regla de Ocha, among others, and it combines African animist beliefs with elements of Catholicism. The twins were raised practicing Santería with their family in Paris. And in the religion, each person has a connection with a particular deity, or orisha. Lisa's is Yemaya, and Naomi is Chango.
So you're Yamaya?
I'm Yamaya.
And you're Chango.
Yes.
There are some people who are going to hear this who don't know anything about Chango or Yamaya or the Orishas. So in your view...
The Orishas are the divinities. And in the Yoruba religion, each one of them chooses their daughter and son.
So I'm daughter of Chango. Chango is the thunder. And Lisa is daughter of Yamaya. Yamaya is the sea. So we have a lot of electricity.
You know, when you are singing Yoruba, you are singing prayers
that a lot of people sang before
you. So there's something powerful in it. You can feel the energy. You can feel... Yeah, it's really strange. And I think that's why people, even if they don't understand Yoruba words, they connect with this music because there's really something about it that is special.
Come to your river.
One of Ibeyi's most popular songs is called River.
It's a beautiful song, and my response to it is earth, roots.
Mm. It's about Oshun. Oshun is the goddess of the river. Biggest. It's about seeing the earth and being in contact with the earth. And it's about asking the river to wash my soul.
Carry away my dead leaves. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters.
Ibeyi's self-titled debut album came out last year, and it's been a huge success. They've been getting rave reviews, playing festivals, posing for magazines. And when I asked the girls what it felt like to suddenly become famous, they laughed. Nobody knows who we are, they said.
You saw your posters, right? You saw the posters on the street out here, right?
No. It's quite funny because everybody's like, I want to be famous, I want to be famous. And I'm like, I want my music to be famous. But my face, I'm not into that. You know, the best thing we can give is our music. I do believe in that. Yeah, it's not our booty. It's not my figure. Yeah, it's really our music.
Your music in and of itself is so powerful. But then I happen to look at the videos and they're like, it takes it to a whole other level. And Mama Says is also.
The man is gone. And Mama says she can't live without him.
Their song, Mama Says, is about their mother's grief over their father's passing. The video features their actual mom sitting in an empty room. Her daughters embrace her. And at the end of the song, they all sing a Yoruba chant for the divine figure of Elegua.
Elegua ka.
Elegua is the Afro-Cuban divinity, or Orisha, that controls birth and death. Suddenly, as they sing in the video, Naomi bursts into tears on camera.
Usually I don't break down in front of people. At this moment when I cried, it's because my father was here, and it was really weird too, because he was really... I could feel him, but like... Yeah, I want to cry now.
Oh, mamita.
Hello.
Sorry. It's okay.
I'm gonna cry now.
I'm gonna cry.
Stop.
Stop.
Gosh, I have makeup on.
I have.
It was one of the first time I could feel him like that. So it was really intense.
The man is gone. And Mama said...
I could stay and talk with you both for hours and just hang out and show stories, but I'm afraid that you have a lot of work to do because you're very famous. So we'll leave it there. And muchas gracias for your heart.
Muchas gracias.
There is no life
Ibeyi's self-titled debut record is currently available on XL Recordings. And seriously, don't miss out on it.